my part, play the game, but now I'm living with the shame of my past. Can't look back. What if I do it all again?
Listening to KBOO 90.7 FM. Stay tuned for an Islamic point of view. Islamic point of view. I'm your co-host, Shahid Hamid, pardon me, and today we are fortunate to have with us a lecture entitled The Definition of Islam by Dr. Rakuya Taha.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
All our aspects in life
أشهد
أن the definition of culture the way we talk the way we celebrate the way we or the things which we believe in Even the matter when it comes to the matter of dressing or clothing, we are actually influenced by our own culture. And that is culture. And then we mentioned something about Islamic culture. We said, why do we insist that, yes, we have Islamic culture? First of all, we need to define what is Islam. What did we say about Islam? Not as a religion, as the linguistic term. Islam comes from the root what?
Silm.
What is silm? In general, excellent. In general, it is peace. And then we mentioned something about the relationship between silm, which is peace, and Islam. Why? Because we mentioned a few examples about how Islam is connected to silm or to peace. We said the way Muslims actually receive everyone, when you receive someone, you receive him with a smile according to the Islamic teachings and say, Salamu alaykum. The way we are welcoming in Islam, Muslims welcome each other by saying, Salamu alaykum. The first thing according to the Quran, as we will see later on, mentioned when they enter paradise or Jannah after the day or on the day of judgment, The first thing they actually listen to is Salamu Alaikum. Salamu Alaikum literally means peace be upon you. So there is a strong link and connection between Islam as a religion and peace or salam. Then we mentioned that this relation actually comes from the beginning of the story of Islam. Islam from the early beginning establishing a peaceful relation between a human being and the Creator. Without this stable relationship, people can't actually achieve or even reach the level of peace or Selim. How and why? There are many big questions in everyone's head and mind, which supposed to be answered. Like, for example, why we are here on this earth? What is our project, or are we created just like that to have fun and to finish, as we mentioned, not interesting story the last time, which we said that everyone can live and then after a while get married and then have kids and then die. Is this interesting story? Not at all. Then there is something behind our story on this earth. From the Islamic point of view, from the early beginning, Islam and the Quran, as we will discuss inshallah today, what is Quran? Quran is telling people to ask themselves such questions. At the same time, Quran is not providing people the ready answer for all these questions. Instead, Quran is guiding them to ask, to investigate, and to reach the answer. It's a guideline. So from the early beginning, Quran is telling people to reach this level of peace by answering such questions. Why we are here? Because we have a job to finish. We have a project. And this is a very simple and a crucial question. When you go anywhere on this earth, you're supposed to ask a simple question, why we are going there or here? Why we are coming to the campus? Why we are studying? Why we are spending a lot of time and effort? Definitely there is a goal. There is an aim behind my actions and my deeds. And here, Islam is providing us with the guideline. Quran is telling us how to reach this question. Why? Because Quran is keep on saying and encouraging people to look, to contemplate, to think, to ask, to investigate. That's why Quran from the early beginning is trying to solve the problem and let humanity reach to that level of peace. Because unless we enjoy what we call it last time, internal peace, we are not going actually to establish any kind of external peace. We mentioned last time a bigger question. We said why many people these days, despite all of the prosperity and technological advancement which we reached as a human, but at the same time we are suffering a lot. We are suffering from wars, we are suffering sometimes from violence in many places all over the world. Not necessarily in Muslim countries, but in all over the world we are reaching certain stage which we may say that yes, we are actually alert with all these signals of violence. So everybody is looking for peace. But we mentioned something that unless we are enjoying this internal peace, we are not going to establish any kind of peace out of ourselves. And then we mentioned, we concluded that yes, peace or silm, as Islam is telling us, start and begins from within. In order to start from within, that's what the Quran is telling us, to guide us, to ask and to answer all these questions. Again, when you seek the answer and when you reach the answer, and the answer is in this creation, in the book of creation, when you look outside, when you contemplate within this universe, with everything around us, you reach certain fact that this universe, including us, can't be created by itself. Can't be created for fun, just like that, for no reason, for no goals. There is wisdom behind it. And if you reach that result and you think that there is wisdom behind this creation, and definitely there is the systematic way, the systematic order the universe has been created in, definitely leads us to ask a lot of questions. All these questions lead us to the fact that there is creator behind this universe. And there, where is the establishment of peace, of internal peace, started? Because people start to think that, okay, there is a relationship which should be established and began between a human being and the creator of this universe. Because the creator of this universe, he is the one who created us as one. Because he is the one who has created us, so for sure, he is the one who has the right to assign us to do certain project on this earth or whatever it is. So from that place, from that point in Islam, Muslims start to enjoy what we call the internal peace. Something else we mentioned the last time, and I consider this as one of the important things that we should bear in mind while we are talking about Islamic culture. We are, or we have to, first of all, to differentiate between two levels, theoretical level and the practical level. Means, when it comes to the theoretical level, we are talking about Quran, the word of God, as we will see today, inshallah. Today we will talk about the Quran, definition of the Quran. What is Quran for Muslims? This is the theoretical level, including sayings of the Prophet, the messenger of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. But there is another level, that level, what we may call it, a practical level. What is the practical level? The way Muslims are living. The two levels supposed to go together, isn't it? That is the ordinary thing which is supposed to be. That what I believe in supposed to be reflected in my actions and my deeds, isn't it? But unfortunately, so many times it happens, not only in Islam as a religion or as a way of life, but in all other religions as well, that people, what they believe in is not the thing that they are practicing in their life. For different reasons, for sure. And we will come, inshallah, during our lectures, we will come sometimes over such reasons and factors why some people, including Muslims, believe in something, and sometimes they are, if we may say, misact on that thing which they believe in. We see sometimes some sort of misunderstanding, maybe sometimes misinterpretation, as we will see. We will see the Quran in the life of the Prophet telling us something, and then when we come to reality, we see something different, and we want to understand why some people, unfortunately, they have been misled by different things and concepts, and they blame Islam and Islamic teachings for what Muslims do, which is definitely unjust and unfair. In order to solve this problem from the early beginning, we have to understand reality, and we have to differentiate, and we have to bear in mind that while we are talking about the theoretical level of Islam, we have to understand that not always all Muslims all over the world in different times and levels and environments reflecting on the same teaching of Islam. In that case, if we understand this fact, definitely we will feel much better when we are dealing with the Islamic teachings and understanding what Islam says about peace. So when we say that Islam from the early beginning establishing the concept of peace internally and for sure externally, then we are talking about what supposed to be. But it was not only what supposed to be. as we will see in the second chapter, inshallah, when we talk about the life of the Prophet, the life of the Prophet made all these theoretical teachings as part of everyday life. It was part of life. It was part of reality. Changed the face of the world, as we will see, inshallah, later on when we discuss that chapter. Not according to Muslims only, but according to many, many non-Muslim authors, actually, and scholars who were studying the life of the Prophet and then admitted that, yes, he was the good example of reflection for all these theoretical teachings of Islam. Is this clear? So the connection between Islam and Salam, why it's quite strong? Because from the early beginning, Islam is guiding people, its followers, those who believe in it, to establish a good and a strong link and relation between them and their Creator. And once the direction is, as you can see, is one and it's quite clear, people start, of course, the next step to get and to take certain instructions from the one who has the right to give them these instructions, who is between brackets the Creator, or what Muslims call Allah. So the main source of Islamic culture, as you can see from the early beginning, the main source is Quran. Why Quran? What is Quran? Now let us listen to some of your opinions about Quran. What is Quran? What is Quran? Quran, as we said now, is the main source of Islamic culture. So if I would like to see how Muslims celebrate their certain Eids or occasions or Ramadan fasting month or how they pray, or how do they look at the Day of Judgment, or how they supposed to deal with each other, how do they supposed to establish their international relations, how would they do if they are actually passing through difficult or crucial times like war. All these details supposed first of all to go to where? To consult what? Quran. Quran for the Muslim is the Word of God, first of all, and the Holy Book. What is so special about the Quran? Let us, it is just a book, isn't it? What is the Quran? Anyone can tell us what is the Quran? What is exactly the Quran? Book of Allah. Okay, what do you mean by Book of Allah?
It's a complete way of life.
Complete way of life. Can you give us example?
Like the lives of the prophets.
Okay. So many examples, many stories, many historical events. Okay, that's history. How could you tell us that it's way of life? Yes, my dear.
It's a perfect guideline for a person to live a life.
Yeah. So do you think that in Quran, all these details are there? I mean, supposing I am a lecturer and I want to teach my students any lecture or any subject, physics, math, whatever. If I go and consult the Quran, do you think that I'm going to find something related to my subject?
Sure, you will.
Huh?
Sure, you will.
Sure, give me example. Prove it to me.
It's an outline for many people to follow.
Okay.
Always, it's just an outline.
Yeah.
Comprehensive outline. Through it, you can find any subject related to your life, current or past or future.
Yeah, so, and is it, by the way, is it easy to find that thing, or?
It is easy, because he himself, the Creator, said that it is easy for you to
excellent, excellent. But just to clarify things, you are not going to find definitely details in the Quran. I mean, I'm not going to find that Quran is not telling me exactly how to teach, or what are the strategies or certain tools used in teaching. Besides the fact that I shouldn't actually forget that the Quran has been revealed how many years ago?
1400.
More than 1400 years ago. So there was no internet, there was no WhatsApp, there was nothing at all. Okay? So how the Quran is dealing with all these subjects? Quran is not supposed to deal with all these subjects. According to Muslims, as you all said, it is a guideline revealed from the early beginning, and the first word was revealed was Iqra, and we will have a long, inshallah, discussion and a very detailed discussion about the word Iqra, or the first word, recite, which has been revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon him. From that early beginning, the Quran is a book, of course, it has 114 surahs or chapters. It started with the chapter Al-Fatiha, the opening, and the last chapter or surah is An-Nas. So it is 114 chapters which Muslims use the word surahs. So they don't, of course, say it's chapter, but it is surahs, but it is chapter. So 114 chapters with different topics and subjects which can cover all aspects of life, but not in details, in general. Why it is in general? Why it is just, as you mentioned, outline? Because according to Muslims, Quran is the book which is definitely absolute. What does it mean, absolute? It is beyond time, beyond history. It's not a historical book. Despite the fact that there are many historical events and stories, if you may say, of the previous messengers of God and their nations mentioned in the Quran. We find many stories, for example, about Jesus, peace be upon him, about his mother, about Moses, peace be upon him, about Abraham, peace be upon him. By the way, Muslims, they respect all messengers of Allah. And when, as a sign for this respect, when they mention their names, they say, peace be upon them. So Moses, peace be upon them, was not just a messenger for the Jewish people. Muslims supposed to believe in him, and as we will see, inshallah, in details later on, despite the fact that many historical events mentioned in that book, the book of the Quran, but Quran is not a historical book, something else. Many signals and many signs, scientific signs mentioned in the Quran, scientific issues, and there is what we call it scientific miracles in the Quran. Many people, especially these days and within the last two decades, talking about the scientific issues mentioned in the Quran beyond time. But it is not a scientific book. It's not a book of medicine. It's not a book of sociology or psychology. But all these issues mentioned as examples to show people from general background how to deal with their life, how to live their life, how to deal with certain issues and the problems when they face in their life. So there is the point. This book of Allah is revealed to people all over the time, which means that it is not specifically for Muslims. It's not specifically for Arab people. Despite the fact that it is revealed in Arabic language, the classical Arabic language, we will see, inshallah. And at the same time, it is, by the way, it is not a book which is meant to be revealed for those who believe in it only. It is a universal message. It means that even if you don't believe in the Quran, you're supposed to read this message. Why? Many messages in the Quran directed for those who do not believe in the Quran, in the word of Allah, or even in the existence of God. Imagine, those who do not believe in the existence of God, Quran is calling upon them. To do what? To think, to relate, to contemplate, to ask, to discuss, and to start and initiate a certain logical dialogue between them, their minds, their hearts, and the Quran as well as a guideline. So Quran covers all these subjects, science, history, life, logic, so many times. We find, for example, many ayat. Ayat, it means verse. Ayat, in Arabic, it means verses of the Quran. Because all these chapters, the 114 chapters, actually, they have number of these verses or ayat. And there is a theme for every single chapter of these 114 chapters. So in many of these chapters, we find verses talking about the creation, as I said, of the universe. The purpose of our creation. The big questions. But what is really amazing, that the Quran, as I mentioned, is challenging your mind. Quran is challenging the human mind. How? It's not giving us a ready answer at all. You see? It is actually encouraging people to think, to use their mental capabilities. Why? Because the use of our mental capabilities, this what is going to make the difference between those who think, use their minds, investigate, ask questions, never get things or take things for granted. Never like to follow other people and imitate them blindly, including their parents. Imagine, and their four grands. No, they don't think like that, grandparents. They keep on thinking and investigating and asking questions till they reach what they supposed to reach to satisfy all these questions and needs and answers. The last time, for example, we said that according to the Quran, Quran is telling us a lot about ourselves. Don't we need to know about ourselves? For sure. The first person whom should we care to know about is me, is ourselves. So the Quran is guiding people and telling them that, you see, people or human is a mixture, is a blend, spirit or soul and body. These two parts have certain needs. And in order to reach the level of happiness or peace, if we may say, we need to keep the balance between the needs of the soul or spirit, spiritual needs, and the needs for the body, physical needs. If there was any sort of imbalance in our life, then what is the result? What is the result? Mischief, corruption. Sometimes, and that's what we people sometimes witnessing, we are confused. We don't know what to do. You feel sometimes that there is a hole in my heart. There is some sort of emptiness within myself. I don't know how to fill it. I go there, I go here, but at the same time, there is nothing is filling that hole. And it's very important to find out how can we fill it. The Quran there, not giving me the answer directly, but showing me, how can I fill this emptiness? How am I going to do it? By starting a balanced relation between my soul and my physical needs. So I'm not going to forget about the entertainment and getting married and enjoying my life and eating and all these things. At the same time, I have to respect the voice of my soul, which is inside me, calling me to do what? To be connected and linked to the Creator, the one who created the soul and the body. And nothing else actually can fill that spiritual needs. And we mentioned a very funny example about that car. Your car, you can't actually fill it with water or with orange juice or whatever it is, even if it's quite nice. The only thing which makes it work is petrol, because that's what it meant to be filled with. Our souls at the same time is meant to be filled with what? With the link, with the connection with the Creator.
Been listening to An Islamic Point of View this morning, featuring a lecture by Dr. Raku Taha entitled The Definition of Islam.
This is Omar Shabazz, co-host of An Islamic Point of View. On behalf of our director of the Muslim Community Center and all of its members, we send our sincere condolences to the families and victims of the horrific shooting in El Paso, Texas. We pray that God will give you the peace to be able to deal with your horrific circumstances. The following program is made possible by cable listeners and support from the Divination Foundation. The Divination Foundation works to explore, develop, and promote meaningful philosophy and techniques to help individuals and organizations make strategic decisions. More information at divination.com. That's divination.com.